أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the next part of ayah number 157 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that His rahmah has been written, prescribed, ordained for those people who followed the Rasul, the Nabi al-Ummi, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, who they find, that is the Ahli Kitab would find, مَكْتُوبًا, that has been written by them in the Torah and the Injil. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues now with more sifat, with more qualities of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next quality Allah ta'ala says, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He would command them to al-ma'roof, to doing good, وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and he will prohibit them from evil. The word al-ma'roof in its original language, in Arabic, original meaning, is something that is known. And what is known in the Shariat are acts of virtue, acts that are acceptable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, acts that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has commanded. And al-munkar is something that is not known. Not known means actions that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prohibited. That is why the two angels in the qabr is known as Munkar and Nakir. They are not known to us. We would have never seen them before in our lives. So like that, what is prohibited in the Shariat is not known to the Shariat. It is something foreign, it is something strange. So this Rasul will come and command them. Them would mean the people of the Torah, the people of the Injil, as well as the rest of mankind. And if we scrutinize this ayat as it is, we would ask the question then, what about all the other Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam? Did they not come and do the work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar? So the reply to that will be that his Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar will be of such a caliber that was far superseding all the Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And we find that in the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that manner in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would command the good, the manner in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would prohibit the evil, that kindness, that compassion, that love, that pain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had was not found in Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam before. Wa yuhillu lahum at-tayyibat وَيُحَذِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and he will make halal for them الطَّيِّبَات, those things that are pure, and at the same time وَيُحَذِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and this Nabi will then make haram for them that which is impure. Now when we look, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَظَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَات, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Banu Israel had been so devious, they had been so mischievous, they had not wanted to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, from time to time, the tayyibat, that which was pure also, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had made haram upon them. That which Allah Ta'ala had made haram upon them, that they began to make halal upon themselves. So here, this Nabi would come, and this Nabi, his deen will be such, and this is the beauty of Islam, that whatever is pure, Allah Ta'ala had made halal. Whatever is halal is pure, and then whatever is haram is impure. whatever is haram is not good for us. And this is the beautiful deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Over here in it is a very big secret that all of us should just remember. Who is Allah ta'ala saying, who will make halal and who will make haram? Yuhadhimu alayhimul khaba'ith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he would come and make halal and he would come and make haram. And this is one of the greatest arguments that we will have, that the Quran Sharif is the source of our Shariat and then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can deny the fact that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a source of our deen. Those that deny that the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a source of our deen, they are actually denying the Quran Sharif, because here in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَدِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And then he will remove from them إِصْرَهُمْ. Isra actually refers to a load, a burden. And he will remove a burden from them. And aghlal is a plural of the word ghul, which means shackles, handcuffs and those type of things. And he will remove from them the shackles, allati kanat alayhim, that were upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in the Shariat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if the clothes had become impure, then they were not permitted to wash it, they had to cut it. And all of that became very difficult upon the Bani Israel. So that was a burden, that was the shackles that the Banu Israel were in. There are many examples of it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created ease for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to remove all those burdens, to remove all those difficulties, all those shackles that a person would be. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had removed all of that. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that this deen of Allah ta'ala is easy. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahum ala alladhina min qablina. This is the dua that Allah ta'ala taught the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the dua that they had made, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed, and Allah ta'ala had lightened this burden of difficulties upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about those that follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ. Now who are those people? Allah ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Those who had brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the iman was par excellent, that whatever Allah had said, that iman was there. But the iman in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they had taken it 100% as the truth. Whatever he did, they also did, and they complied to the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَزَّرُوهُ. Now the word azzaru in actual fact comes from the word ta'zir in Arabic. Ta'zir actually got a dual connotation. It means that they follow him and they love him. They honor him, at the same time they follow him and they love him. So that is all the meanings of ta'zir, that they have a great, great regard for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find this Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and he came to Egypt. And when the people of Egypt accepted Iman and Islam, he was a Sahabi. They would ask him, describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that from the day I accepted Iman and Islam, I did not have the courage also to look at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba would sit by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as though birds are sitting on their heads. In other words, that is that ta'zir, that honor that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala grant us that also. وَنَصَرُوهُ. And they assisted him. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission was, insofar as da'wat, insofar as tabligh, insofar as inviting, insofar as going out in the path of Allah, these sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were there, and they assisted Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, and they had followed that nur that had been revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the Quran Sharif. Par excellence, they followed the Quran without wavering. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and they are the successful ones. In other words, they attain success in this dunya and they attain the success in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.